Shalom, brethren. Today, Sunday, the 6th of November, 2022. And on the Hebrew or biblical calendar, it's Cheshvan 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahushua HaMashiach, for the many miracles that you do for us. Hallelujah. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never will come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Yah. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never will come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Yah. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is he who's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is wonderful. Great is he who's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is wonderful. Great is he who's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 He is wonderful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power, he is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power, he is wonderful. Great is he who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's wonderful. Great is He, who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is wonderful. Great is He, who's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is wonderful. He is wonderful. He is wonderful. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah. We give all the praises and honor and worship to Yahweh. We bow before you, Abba Yahweh. We lie prostrate before you. We exalt you. We lift up our voices and we say, you are worthy, Abba Yahweh, and there is no other God above you, like you, or below you, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Masata yenderebo shanda. Mandarabo sandarabosa. There is no other true God. You are the only true God, Yahweh. Mandarabo ribaba shanda. For you say in the first commandment, you are the God who delivered us from the house of bondage. Masaka yenderebo shandarababosa. Mara makora bashanda, masaka yandara basokora bashanda, mandoro boshanda rababosa. You are the God who delivered us from the house of bondage. You called us out of the house of bondage. Masata yelebo rimakashanda. Father, please forgive us. Have mercy upon us. For those times we have returned or tried to return to the house of bondage. Mali makara mashata yende. Masoko rabashanda rababosa. Thank you, Abba Yahweh, from delivering us from the house of bondage and placing us in the house of freedom. Mali morima kashanda rababosa. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. In Yahushua's name, as I was worshiping and praying, two things came to mind. Let me start with the second one. The second one is the word house. As I was saying the house of bondage, Yahweh reminded me of the word bet, bet, Bethlehem, Bethlehem, the house of bread. Bet, the letter bet, Hebrew letter bet, represents Yahushua HaMashiach, the only begotten son of Yah the Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is the house of bread. Hallelujah. Makara makaya raboshanda. He is the bread of life. His body is the bread of life. The bread of the presence. Makara bashanda. The bread that speaks of the presence. The bread that makes the manifest, that makes the presence of Yah manifest in our lives and around us, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the biblical book that we are reading this week, the holy biblical book we are reading this month, is the book of Bereshith, called Genesis. Hallelujah. Bereshith in Hebrew and Genesis in English. Hallelujah. Genesis means beginnings. Bereshith means in the beginning. Mandaraba kuriba shanda. Mariba saka yanda. Abba Yahweh chose to use the letter bet for the very beginning of his word. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bereshit is the very first word in the book of Genesis in the Hebrew Bible. Mandara makayerebo shanda. Bereshit. Maribo siko riba shanda rababosa. Malemo rima kashanda. Within that first sentence of the Bible, Bereshit Elohim bara ha-shamayim ve'et ha-arets. In the beginning, the Lord created the heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. Within that sentence, you see the words et appear, I think twice. Et means Alpha and Omega, or in Hebrew, Aleph and Tav. The beginning and the end, the one who knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. Hallelujah. And this very word that represents Yahushua, the very letter that represents Yahushua HaMashiach, it's interesting to see it appear a few times within that very first sentence of the word of Yahweh. And remember that the word of Yahweh is Yahushua HaMashiach, and the word of Yahweh also says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. That is what the word of Yah says, both in the Old and the New Testament or covenant. Hallelujah. So when Yahweh starts the word or his word with the letter bet, he is already telling us that he desires family, that life is about family. He wants family, and he wants unity. He wants love manifested in that family, with him being the head of the family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's the main reason he sent Yahushua HaMashiach to the earth, to restore his to restore his divine plan of family. And this is why when Adam was created or formed, he was given family and ministry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I just thought I should highlight that the word house has to do with house. The house, when we are drawing a house, we tend to draw it with three sides. So you've got, you know, like a triangular shape at the top, and at the bottom, you've got the, you know, a square and then a triangle at the bottom. So I'm not sure how to explain that, but it somehow points to the Holy Trinity Godhead. And interestingly, the first three Hebrew letters speak of the Holy Trinity Godhead. The Aleph, which speaks of Abba Yahweh, and then the Bet, that speaks of Yahushua HaMashiach, and the Gimel speaks of Ruach HaKodesh. Now, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, Yahweh is God the Father. Most people know him as Yahweh. Some Messianic Hebrew people call him Yahuwah, but he is Yahweh. That's what he has revealed his name to be. And this is the name that the Jews, who are the Orthodox Jews, know, but they don't use except on Yom Kippur. They have replaced the name with Hashem, but that's wrong, because Yahweh says in Psalm 91 and other scriptures that he wants us to know his name and call upon his name. Knowing his name and calling upon his name is what draws salvation to us. Hallelujah. Draws us closer to salvation, or attracts Yahweh to save us. You know, that's one of the things anyway. Also a desire to be, transformed by him into his image. Hallelujah. Then Yahushua HaMashiach is the original Hebrew name of the Messiah, or should I say the original name of the Messiah or Savior or Redeemer of mankind, the Kinsman Redeemer. Otherwise, he's known worldwide as Jesus Christ. Some people call him Yeshua and claim that Yeshua is the short form of Yehoshua. But that is unacceptable in the heavens, as revealed through Apostle Elisheva Eliyahu of Mighty Wind Ministry, who is called by Yahweh and appointed in fulfillment of Malachi 4:5-6. She's the end time prophet Elijah of our generation, the one who speaks of the, coming of Yahushua HaMashiach to rapture the Revelation 14 bride along with the dead in Yahushua HaMashiach. There will be another Elijah that will speak of the second holy rapture to the heavens, the holy rapture of the Revelation 7 bride to the heavens. That will be after the two witnesses, and one of the two witnesses is the prophet Elijah. They will speak in the anointing of Elijah, because there are five Elijahs, as we have shared in the past. There are five prophet Elijahs altogether. Elijah the Tishbite, there is John the Baptist, and then prophet Elisheva Eliyahu. Then you've got one of the two witnesses, and then the final Elijah. Have I missed someone out? No, I've missed someone out. Sorry. You've got Elijah the Tishbite, then Elisha, and then John the Baptist, and then Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu, and then you've got the one of the two witnesses. Then after one of the two witnesses, sometime close to the second coming of Yahushua HaMashiach to the earth, Prophet Elijah the Tishbite will come back to announce the return of Yahushua HaMashiach. He'll come back together with Enoch shortly after Tabitha, or also known as Dorcas, and another lady have made their appearance in glorified bodies, or should I say normal bodies, at first, to announce or expose the anti-Messiah Barack Hussein Obama to the world. So once Tabitha, also known as Dorcas, the lady mentioned in the book of Acts, and another lady called Aquila, whom I don't know, I've searched the scriptures to find out who she is, but I'm not sure, but I know she's definitely somewhere in the scriptures, because Yahushua HaMashiach is the person that you know, mention her name in the Gospel of Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach, and the carpenter. So there's Tabitha, also known as Dorcas, and Aquila. And then, although Tabitha is the Hebrew name, Dorcas is not really Hebrew, it's Latin. They will come back, they will expose the anti-Messiah. The anti-Messiah will be upset with them. He will get them arrested and, you know, hurt their bodies and kill them. But not long after he kills them, they will rise from the dead and put him to shame. And not long after that, Prophet Elijah will return along with Enoch and also begin to expose Obama the more to the world. He will be upset with them also, and he will kill them. But after 3 days, they will rise again, and they will put him to shame and say, "You thought you've killed me, you thought you've succeeded, but no, you cannot. It's not possible." They will put him to shame. And then they will do some other things that will begin to make the announcement of Yahushua HaMashiach's arrival. The Jews will get excited about this because for years on Passover, they have been expecting the return of the Elijah. And they know that once Elijah is here, the Messiah is also here. You know, not long before, not far, but not far from coming. And then Yahushua HaMashiach will make his appearance on Mount Olives, which will split into two, as written in the book of Zechariah chapter 14 and elsewhere. Hallelujah. So there is much to look forward to. It is so exciting. Right now, life is hopeless. It's looking hopeless because prices are going up. You know, food is becoming so expensive and precious, you know. People are having only 1 meal a day these days. Some people are even not able to have another meal. It is not easy, brethren. If you know anyone who is in need, please do not hesitate to reach out to them, because people are really suffering worldwide. It is so heartbreaking. But the reason why all this suffering is coming is to call the mercy of Yahweh. You know, it's for us to look up, you know, to Yahweh for our redemption. Remember that it was through food that sin came into the world. So, because through food sin came into the world, judgment, most of our judgment is going to be expressed through food scarcity. And that is to draw us closer to Yahweh. It's time to get into the secret place of the Most High, as Psalm 91 says. We really need Yahweh in these times. You know, life is really challenging, brethren. A lot of prices to pay. We have a very high price to pay in these times. Many people think that by the time of the rapture, you know, the skies will be clear the way we see them now, and everything will be gentle going. But no, it's going to be really shaky around that time. I mean, from the time of the 3 days of darkness, or should I say the fiery kickoff, the ground will be shaking nonstop, because it will be one thing after another. The giants will be making the ground shake. The earthquakes will increase in intensity. There will be wars here and there. And also, around the time of the 3 days of darkness, there's going to be a great earthquake. Which I think is the one of Passover. The one that's going to happen in America during one of the Passovers to come. So there's a lot that is happening around us. But brethren, we need to be vigilant during this season of Halloween. They are looking to sacrifice as many children, and especially children, because they are the most precious. Their blood is most precious because it's innocent. Okay, I need to stop here for now. Shalom, brethren. Remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen.